Bahrain is under fresh criticism for systematic negligence in the treatment of political detainees and the violation of their fundamental rights. According to the chairman of a Swiss-based European Bahraini human rights organization, hundreds of inmates in the kingdom's jails are being subjected to torture. Hossein Jawad Parwiz noted that many of the detainees injured during arrest or in prison aren't treated properly. Parwiz, who previously worked for the Bahrain Center for Human Rights and who advocates for democratic change in Bahrain, was detained himself in February 2015. He was released 3 months later, but the case against him wasn't terminated. The uprising against the ruling Al Khalifa began in February 2011 and received a tough security response. Thousands of activists and professionals have been put behind bars or sacked from their jobs. The violence has left many people dead in Bahrain. Well, Bahrain has been criticized for the worsening human rights situation in the Persian Gulf Kingdom. A rights group has accused the Manama regime of targeting female activists. We have a report on that.
The Center for Human Rights says it's deeply concerned about the regime's systematic crackdown on female rights activists. The group says Bahraini authorities are deliberately targeting female rights defenders to take revenge for their activities and pressure them to stop their activism. It also called for the immediate release of all female activists from jail. A court of appeals has recently upheld a 9-month sentence against Zainab Al-Khawaja, who was charged with insulting police. Another female rights activist has been sentenced to 4 months in prison over insulting two government employees on Twitter. The Bahraini regime has been condemned by international rights groups for sentencing dissidents to prison or even death in what they call kangaroo court trials. Manama dismisses the accusation. The uprising against Bahrain's ruling Al Khalifa began in mid-February 2011 and met with harsh crackdown by the regime forces. After the beginning of the revolution, Saudi Arabia sent in troops to help crush the protests. The crackdown has left many people dead in Bahrain. Thousands of people, including professionals like physicians, have been put in jail or sacked from their jobs for supporting the uprising. Bahrain's ally and supporter, the U.S., has been criticized for turning a blind eye to the repression in the kingdom. Bahrain is home to the U.S. Fifth Fleet. Washington is also the major supplier of arms to the Bahraini regime. Some of those weapons have been used for cracking down on pro-democracy demonstrators.